In this next summary, the authors compare different types of bonding materials to determine which is the most effective clinically. Today, orthodontists have many choices of bonding materials to adhere brackets to teeth. Originally, we had one choice. That was chemically cured composite. Then, as restorative dentists began to use more composites for restorations, light-cured materials became available. In order to enhance the bonding of wet teeth, glass ionomer cements were developed and further modified by adding resin, creating the resin-modified glass ionomer cements. Now, in the past, I've reviewed studies comparing some of these materials. But it's always nice to review studies that compare all four of these different materials in one experiment. That's the purpose of this article. That is, in one laboratory experiment, the authors compared chemically cured, light cured, glass ionomer cements, and resin modified glass ionomer cements to determine their shear bond strengths. The title of this article is Bond Strength of Orthodontic Brackets Using Different Light and Self-Curing Cements. This study comes out of the University of Granada in Spain and is co-authored by Manuel Toledano and Raquel Osorio. The sample for their study consisted of 50 extracted human molars. They were divided into groups, and the buccal and lingual surfaces of each crown were cleaned and prepared for bonding. Four different bonding materials were used. Now, I won't give you brand names of these products. I'd rather have you focus on the type of bonding material and its success rate. Again, in one group, the brackets were bonded with chemically cured composite. In the second group, a light-cured composite was used. In the third and fourth groups, either a glass ionomer cement or a resin-modified glass ionomer cement was used to adhere the brackets. Then an Instron testing machine was used to debracket the teeth, and the shear bond strength was determined. A pretty straightforward experiment. So what did the authors find? Actually, the results are a bit atypical. If I were to ask you, which would have provided the greatest bond strength? I believe that most of you would have guessed the light-cured composite. But that was not the case. In this experiment, the chemically cured composite provided a significantly higher shear bond strength. In fact, the light-cured composite and the glass ionomer and resin-modified glass ionomer cements were nearly equivalent. As the authors state, they were all within a clinically acceptable range for shear bond strength. In recent years, I believe that most studies have shown that light-cured composites have greater bond strength than chemically cured composites. The authors stated this difference in their discussion and suggested that possibly more curing time or thermal cycling of the brackets after placement before debonding might have given some different results. So what's the bottom line? Based on this study, the authors suggest that most bonding materials are equivocal or have shear bond strengths that are adequate for orthodontic patients if the techniques are followed accurately. The authors did suggest that when using glass ionomer cements or resin-modified glass ionomer cements, that the surface of the tooth be etched with phosphoric acid prior to the placement of the bracket rather than relying on the polyacrylic acid of the glass ionomer cement for the etching. If you'd like to read this study, you can find it in the February 2003 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.